It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's an old Negro spiritual, sung a lot, reminds of us to turn to God in times of need, pleading for help and assistance, simply as a mother praying for a son who's gone the wrong way. Life has gone away of the world, which concerns her greatly. But she lifts her son up in prayer without ceasing. She prayed for his life to change, find new friends to hang around. Her prayer was answered. We know her as St. Monica, her son, St. Augustine. Prayer changes things. As simple as this young man, father of two, great marriage, but he has prayed just to do better with his savings. He just knew that if he just did save more, spend his money wisely, it would make his life better. He needed a car. He knew that having a car, he could find a better job. His prayers was answered. Found a good city job with benefits. Sent his kids to Catholic school. They both won scholarships for college. The first ones in his family to make it to college. Prayer changes things.
Mm-hmm.
In our scriptures, we see Jarvis, Son of God official, pleading with God face to face about his daughter's life, her health. He comes to him on his knees, pleading to aid his daughter, stepping out in faith for his family. And you also see the young girl, totally unaware of what's going on, bedridden, and trusting her faith in the hands of those who care for her, those that are around her. And a woman who's been sick for many years, needing healing, not even facing Jesus, just want to sneak up behind him and touch the healing of his garment. Not even asking for help, but acting in faith. Faith, prayer, changes things.
Yes.
As believers, it's our call to live out our faith, to trust in God. Lift our concerns up to the Lord and care for our friends and family. Prayer, intercessory prayer, standing in the gap for others, those who don't know we're there praying for them. A few years ago, I had an opportunity to accompany a Franciscan nun. Twice a week, she goes to the Water Market Street, the panhandler, bag for food for the soup kitchen. My job was just to drive her there and load up whatever she gets free from the dealers. But as she was going through the docks asking for food to serve the poor, he noticed that one of the gentlemen there working on the dock was having problems. She asked him what was wrong. He told her problems, what his life was all about. But he also reminded her he wasn't a strong believer. Matter of fact, he didn't even go to church. But she said, when I go to God in prayer, it's my faith that I'm going to him with. So don't worry, I'll lift you up in prayer. She said, it's her faith that matters. That's one of the things we need to keep in mind as believers. And what's going on in our world, no matter what concerns us, it's our faith that matters.
Mm-hmm.
As we look around the world, concerned about our society, the way things are going globally, concerns about peace or lack of peace, threats of war, people not getting along, this treatment of humanity globally. We can lift those things up in prayer because it's our prayer that matters. If you look around our community, concerned about the violence in our neighborhoods, we can lift those things up in prayer. We say our city is turning away from God, but it's our prayers, our faith that matters. When it comes to our home, and our friends, and our family, our loved ones, who stopped going to church, those who turned away from God. We lift up in prayer. It's our faith that matters. Jesus died for our sins, left us the Holy Spirit as well freely within us. He gives us spiritual gifts that we can use and apply in our day-to-day lives for all that is around us. Just as our parish, the symbol of God's faith in our community, and it's our concern are the concerns of our neighborhood. Now where you stand, that's holy ground. And the concerns around you, it's prayers you need to lift up to God, because it's your faith that matters. No matter where you see yourself in society, whether you like Jarvis, boldly going to Jesus daily about your situations, going openly, knowing that you're a believer, pleading for needs of your family and your friends and your community and your society. Or like the little girl, unaware of what's going on, depending on people all around you to lift you up in prayer. Or the woman who needs healing, concerned about her faith, her health, but wanting to face Jesus face to face. Just want to come up behind him and touch the hem of his garment, simply acting out in faith. It is our faith that matters. It is our responsibility as believers. The scriptures reminds us that God is a gracious God and loves and cares for us greatly. No matter what our needs are, he will heal us. He will answer our prayers. All we need to do is take it to him in prayer. So we must ask Jarvis, not have fear, but have faith. Because it's our faith that matters. Amen?
Amen. Amen.